Affiliate and Reseller Program Directories. Affiliate Match, a comprehensive directory of over 2,000 affiliate programs on various topics. The site also provides information on making the most of affiliate programs. AssociatePrograms.com, another comprehensive directory with over 8,000 programs, also containing lots of information on making affiliate programs work for you. Affiliate Programs Directory, over 40 topics listing thousands of affiliate programs. This site is updated frequently to provide the latest and hottest in affiliate programs. Two-tier, over 2,000 affiliate programs, searchable and grouped by category. Affiliate Program Directory and Network Reviews, this site lists and reviews affiliate programs, and also hosts a forum for affiliate program discussion. Affiliate Hangout, affiliate program directory and a link exchange program to help increase web traffic to your affiliate sites. SponsorDirectory.com, searchable and topic grouped affiliate directory with over 6,000 programs listed, and an extensive affiliate program resource section. PayMeUp.com, this site lists 200 affiliate and reseller programs, but is selective in its listings and promotes only the highest paying and most effective programs. EarnFind.com, provides a vast directory of affiliate programs, rates the top paying programs, and gives information on the most popular software providers for starting your own affiliate program. Clicks link, over 3,000 listed affiliate programs, with sections dedicated to new programs and top programs. Remember, the key to succeeding with affiliate and reseller programs is creating a phenomenal autoresponder series that grabs subscribers and takes them step by step from interest to sale. We will now explore exactly how to create those enticing messages and start your autoresponder profits rolling in. Craft your autoresponder messages. Creating a great autoresponder message series is the key to making serious money on the internet. Studies have proven that most consumers buy only after repeated exposure to a product. Having an autoresponder system is the hassle-free, automated way to put your product in front of interested buyers enough times to move them from consideration to purchase. An approximate breakdown of the percentage of people who buy according to product exposure is 16% after one or two messages, 34% after three or four messages, 34% after five or six messages, 16% after seven or more messages, and the passage of a considerable amount of time for deliberation. This means the largest percent of your target market will buy after receiving 3 to 6 messages about your product. To build an effective autoresponder campaign, you should prepare 8 to 10 messages to load into your program. Each message should build on the previous one, and make your product more enticing to buyers. There are several methods you can use to increase interest through autoresponder messages. You will find a complete sample of an effective autoresponder series in the index of this book. Once you have your autoresponder messages set up, you will need to determine the timing. You can send one a day, 3 at 1 day intervals with weekly follow-ups, 1 a week, this is recommended for paid autoresponder e-courses, or any interval you would like. Following are concrete tips on creating autoresponder messages that sell your product for you. You'll learn what to say it, how to format it, and how to avoid having your messages sent straight to the spam folder unread. Components of a typical autoresponder message. So how, exactly, do you go about composing an autoresponder message? Here's a breakdown of what your messages should contain. Note, these guidelines are just that, guidelines. There is no concrete method and you may feel free to use your own creativity. This will simply give you a framework to build your messages on. Subject line. The subject line is the first thing people will see when they receive your message. Therefore, it must be compelling enough to keep them from deleting the message unread. Which of the following email subjects would you be more likely to click on, make $1 million practically overnight? Or here is your free report number 1 on boosting your website profits through the roof? You may have jumped at the first one, but think about it, to most internet users, the first is obviously spam and would be deleted without a second thought. The second subject line implies that not only have you requested the information, and everyone receiving your autoresponder messages will have requested the information, see the section on opt-in lists, but you are receiving something of value for nothing. Be understated, but as specific as possible with your subject line to ensure your message is opened. Compelling opening sentence. Let's say you clicked on the second subject line in the preceding example. You now have the message open, and the first line is this: buckets of money will pour on you. Buy my program now, for only $495. It's easy. Will you read further? Chances are, you're already looking for the delete button. This opening is long on hype and short on promise, not to mention riddled with spelling and grammar mistakes. But what if the first sentence reads, "You are about to learn the secrets successful web marketers use to make a killing on the internet." Will you continue? Probably. There is no outright pressure to buy anything, you are being given something for free that will benefit you. So far, it costs nothing but a few minutes of your time. Disclaimer. This should not be lengthy. Immediately following your compelling opening sentence, remind people they are receiving your message because they asked to be on your list. It will keep them from clicking the spam button if they decide they aren't interested in your product, and keep your autoresponder and website off internet blacklists. Introductory paragraph. Explain in a concise paragraph exactly what your product will do for the buyer. Avoid using all caps or excessive punctuation. This looks amateurish and will almost certainly get your message deleted. Subheads and further information. Write compelling subheads, set on separate lines within your message, that describe certain benefits or sections of your program, then follow up with a short paragraph of explanation. For example, using the fictional internet marketing program we began discussing, your first subhead might state, "Millions of people do business on the internet. Are you reaching them with your website?" Tease the contents of your product, but do not give away too much information, otherwise, why would anyone want to buy? A call to action. After several subheads and short paragraphs of information, reveal your product. State what it is, an ebook, e-course or audio CD or download, where customers can get it, your website, Amazon, eBay, and how much it costs. Note, to make your price impressive, state the retail value of your product. Many affiliate and reseller programs have this in place already, and then reveal your price as a deep discount. When setting your price, aim for the high side at first and be willing to lower it in later follow-up messages. This will give people an even stronger incentive to buy after message 3 or 4. For example, your call to action in your first message might read, "This amazing ebook revealing internet marketing secrets to jumpstart your website's sales is valued at $395. Through our program, you can order huge website profits for just $49.95. Reminder of follow-up messages. Let your subscribers know the next time you will contact them, which will be the time interval you've set for your autoresponder distribution, tomorrow, in a few days, next week. Be sure to include a teaser of what will be revealed in the next message. Unsubscribe link. This is critical to a successful autoresponder campaign. You must give subscribers the option to discontinue receiving messages from you, or you will be labeled as spam. Most autoresponder services will provide you with an automatic unsubscribe list for all your autoresponder series. All you have to do is make sure to include the link in your message. Making your message irresistible. With the inundation of available products and information on the market today, you will have approximately 3 seconds, yes, 3 seconds, to hook a buyer's interest and keep him or her reading. Fortunately, there are ways to breach this barrier and keep the consumer riveted to your message. Passion. Remember when you were choosing the topic for your product? Personal interest was a key element in that decision-making product. Now that you have a topic you believe in, let that passion show in your autoresponder messages. Mention those aspects of your product you find particularly fascinating and give them your personal endorsement. Write casual. Make your message read the way a conversation in a restaurant would sound. Big words might impress some people, but most of them just want to know what you have to say, and they aren't going to rush to the dictionary in the middle of reading your message to find out what you're talking about. Use short sentences and keep it straightforward and direct. Don't be afraid to use contractions instead of the more proper two-word phrases. Do, however, make sure your spelling and grammar is correct. You want to seem friendly, not sloppy. Be personal. You are writing a message that will be read by thousands of people, one at a time. Each person who opens your message is an individual, and will be far more at ease if you address them as a person rather than a piece of the collective public. Use the word you as often as possible, and limit the use of I. You don't want to tell them why you're so great. You want them to know how purchasing your product will benefit them, and why they should part with their hard-earned money to hear what you have to say. Eliminate extra words. As previously mentioned, keep your message simple and clear. If you have an effective website marketing technique, don't say it's a wonderfully amazing, mind-blowing website marketing extravaganza method. No one wants to try and cut through all the fluff and hype to try and decode your message. It's also annoying. Use decisive language. Try to use action verbs whenever possible. This means replacing as many instances of are, is, was, and were in your message with stronger wording. For example, instead of writing if your website has been languishing with low sales, this program might be able to help your business grow, say, your website sales will increase dramatically with this program. Write your messages with the confidence that your product is worth paying for, and your subscribers will be more comfortable buying. Give reasons and incentives. Don't be afraid to repeat the benefits of your product throughout your message. Just as repetitive contact is effective in converting prospects to buyers, repetitive reminders of benefits, without bludgeoning people over the head with them, can reinforce everything they stand to gain from a purchase. Also, reveal some of the information in your product within your marketing message without giving everything away, and then state that even more exciting information can be found when you purchase a product. Testimonials, a marketer's best friend. Testimonials are a great way to build consumer confidence in your product. Hearing from other people who have purchased the product and are satisfied with the results goes a long way toward making sales. Testimonials can range from short blurbs, a sentence or two, or a paragraph, to letter-length endorsements. The blurbs are great for interspersing with the text of your autoresponder messages. Longer testimonials are excellent for posting on your website. How do you get testimonials? Once you start selling your product, you will likely receive unsolicited notes from buyers who are pleased with their purchases. But at the outset of your campaign, before you have actually begun selling anything, there are several ways to get testimonials. Friends and family. Ask friends and family to review your product and write a few sentences describing what they like about it and why they would recommend it to others. This may seem like cheating, but no one has to know you're acquainted with your testimonial writers, and besides, if they actually like the product, there is nothing dishonest about it. Colleagues and experts in your field. If you work or have worked in a field relating to your topic, ask your coworkers, or former coworkers, to write up a testimonial blurb for you. If you don't work in the related field, look up people who do online. Groups or forums are good places to start, and email them to ask if they would mind reviewing your product in exchange for a free copy. Most reviewers work on a free product basis and will be happy to do so. Other affiliate members and resellers. Think all people trying to sell the same product as you are bitter enemies? Think again. Many internet marketers working with affiliate and reseller programs are happy to help other entrepreneurs, because believe it or not, there is plenty of market to go around. Of course, they will expect the same courtesy from you. Since they are already familiar with the product, they will have no trouble coming up with a testimonial for you. Note, always make sure you have the permission of the person who wrote the testimonial to use their name and words in your marketing materials. Get it in writing or by email, even from friends and family. Make that especially from friends and family. You never know when a disagreement will result in a rescinding of an offer to help. If you get permission via email, simply end your disclaimer message, "I hereby give, your name, permission to use my name in remarks for marketing purposed, signed X," with a line that states, "Typing my initials here constitutes my official signature _." Then just ask them to reply to the message, add their full name and initials, and hit send. Most people will be willing to do this. Spam me not, avoiding too much hype. Keep in mind when constructing your messages and building your subscriber list that there are two types of marketing: cold selling, or unsolicited email, and opt-in selling. It is highly recommended that you do not engage in cold selling. This is considered spam. If enough people report your address as spam, you will be banned from ISPs and search engines. The occasional sale you see from cold selling will not be enough to compensate for your being blacklisted on the internet. On the other hand, building an opt-in list is a perfectly acceptable and highly successful method that will keep you from being labeled bad business. With an opt-in list, people ask to be added to your subscriber database because they're interested in your topic. Opt-in subscribers should always be given the option to opt out, but you would be surprised how many people don't bother clicking the unsubscribe link, and eventually make their way to your site to investigate your product further. When preparing your autoresponder messages, it is imperative to strike a balance between excitement and hype about your product. You must avoid wording your messages so that they look, feel and smell like spam, even if they have been requested. This means following the rules of creating direct and simple messages as described above: no writing in all caps, or putting 7 exclamation points at the end of every paragraph. There are also a few other deadly spam sins to avoid. Do not write your message in 18-point impact red or other flashy font styles and sizes. This does not draw attention to your product, it draws attention to your inexperience. It's perfectly acceptable to use color in your autoresponder messages, and in fact may help to strengthen that 3-second lead time by pulling attention to those compelling subheads you wrote. You did write compelling subheads, didn't you? But for the most part, keep your entire message in the same font and type size, using emphasis like color, bold and italic sparingly for effect. Do not stuff your messages with cool graphics, animated smileys, or a dreaded flash presentation. This slows down load time considerably, and many people won't wait for your incredible pictures to appear on the screen. Do not use chat language, or LEET, in the text of your message. Even to people who know what LOL, IMHO, O and RAFLMAL stand for, this is not professional and does not score you any friendly points. And if your subscribers don't know what these abbreviations stand for, they will be quick to dismiss you as inept. In case you don't know yourself, LOL equals laughing out loud or laughing online, IMHO equals in my humble opinion, IT equals in other words, and RAFLMAL equals roll on floor laughing my off. Do remind people that 1. They are receiving your message because they requested more information, or a friend suggested they would like to receive the information, see the following section on name squeezing for further details, and 2. They can opt out of further messages using a link you have provided at the end of the message. Spam filters, is your message that proof? Just about every email program has built-in spam filters that route unwanted messages to a separate folder, often called a bulk folder, whose contents are routinely deleted by either the program or the owner of the account. Following the suggestions above for avoiding spam-type messages will go a long way toward ensuring your autoresponders don't get diverted to an early grave. Here are more tips on beating spam filters and verification programs. Subject line don'ts. Never begin your subject line with adverb, or include the word advertisement. Do not state this email sent in compliance with, and never use the word free in the subject line, especially in all caps. In fact, never use the word free, in all caps, anywhere in the message. If possible, avoid using all caps altogether. From address, when you set up your website and associated email accounts, do not name any account sales at yourdomainname.com. This guarantees you an automatic trip to the bulk folder. Within the message, never say for free, or for free, or use the words extra income in the body of your message. Recently, many internet marketers attempting to bypass spam filters have begun breaking up the word free anywhere it appears in their sales copy. F3 or FR.E are the most commonly used methods. Keep your messages out of spam oblivion by adhering to these guidelines, and you will see your sales and response rates climb. Formatting your autoresponder messages. If you use the internet regularly, you have probably received at least a few emails that look something like this. Dear friend, congratulations. You have been selected to receive a free laptop, greater than during our promotional giveaway here at Greater Than 6 Company. This is either the result of multiple forwarding, or poor formatting on the part of the sender. Not many people would try to interpret this kind of mess if it was sent to them by a stranger, even if the information was requested. How can you avoid giving your autoresponder messages that choppy, I can't use a computer feel? First, you should understand why this occurs. Every email program is different, allowing different line lengths for their viewing windows. If your email program allows 75 characters per line, it may look fine on your screen, but when you send it to someone whose program allows only 70 characters per line, those last 5 characters get moved to the next line and break up your message with those pesky greater than signs. Another potential problem is the font you choose. Fonts like Courier New are fixed width, every character takes up the same amount of space. But fonts like Times New Roman, the default font for most word processing programs, and Arial have varying width according to the character, an I takes up less space than a W and so forth. This variance in space creates the same broken effect as the line length problem. Keep your messages in a fixed width font, 10-point size is best in nearly every case, and make sure each line is 60 to 65 characters long. When you reach the limit, use a hard return to start the next line rather than allowing your word processing program to wrap the text. If you're using Microsoft Word to compose your messages, there is a counter at the bottom of the window that tells you what line and character number you're on as you type. This reads lane hash col hash, which you can use to ensure you're staying at 65 or less. You can also create a guide at the top of the page you're working on. You will delete the guide after you finish your message, that will allow you to determine your line length at a glance. Another way to avoid sending garbled messages is to save them in a universal format. Many people mistakenly believe ASCII works on all computers, but this is not the case. You should save, and copy and paste, your messages in either plain text, this is almost always in Courier New Font, or rich text format, the format every word processing program can open, which allows you to preserve color, bold and italicized text. You will find these file formats listed in the Save As drop-down box on your save window. Get started. There are several autoresponder programs available for internet marketers, all with different features and pricing plans. One great program is Automatic Responder, www.automaticresponder.com, which allows you to create unlimited autoresponder series and messages, and provides a multitude of easy-to-use tools like web forms for fast sign-up. They also offer a free 30-day trial to test drive their services. Set up your site. Now that you have your topic, you've researched your market, and you have composed a fabulous series of autoresponder messages, you're ready to put together the other crucial component of your successful autoresponder campaign, your website. Your website will serve double duty as a sign-up point for opt-in subscribers and a sales point for subscribers who have decided to buy. There are several things you must consider when setting up your website. Name your domain. What's in a name? Your domain name, technically, is the words in the middle of the string of characters you type into a web browser, generally preceded by www and followed by com or another extension that loads your website onto your computer. Choosing a domain name is one of the most important steps in setting up your site. Try to choose a domain name that is easy to remember and spell, for example, www.topmarketing.com rather than www.supersalisextravaganza.com. You should avoid odd or alternate spelling, www.chrismoney.com, and use as few underscores, dashes and special characters as possible. People will be more likely to visit your site if they are able to instantly memorize your web address and don't have to bother using a search engine or backtracking through several previously visited sites to find yours. There are literally hundreds of millions of websites available on the internet. This means many domain names are already taken. When deciding on your domain name, come up with a list of your three or four top choices and then search for availability at a site like checkdomain.com or register.com. If all of your names are taken in the .com domain, look for a .net, .org, .cc or .info domain instead. Note, if your product is an affiliate program, you will probably have a domain name assigned to you by the parent company. In this case, you should sign up for a free Namestick account, as discussed further in this chapter. Web hosting, free or fee? Why should you pay for a website when you can get one for free? There are several advantages and disadvantages to consider when choosing between free and fee hosting companies for your website. Will you have your own domain name? With free websites, domain names are nearly always structured this way. www.hostcompany.com/yoursitename. This makes your URL difficult to remember, and you may lose sales as a result. Will your website allow high traffic volume? Free sites have bandwidth restrictions. This means that after a certain amount of people in a given day visit your site, the page will no longer load and potential customers will receive a message such as "this website has exceeded its bandwidth limit. Please try again tomorrow." Some free sites provide sufficient bandwidth, especially if your site is light on graphics, but many do not. Will your website be online at all times? Some servers are better than others. With a free site, you run the risk of down servers showing visitors the dreaded error 404, page not found message when they click over to your site. Most paid sites have precautions to deal with server failure. Will you have to become a computer programmer? Before signing up for any website service, find out whether they have templates and easy-to-use site-building tools, or whether you have to create your pages in HTML code. If you plan to use a program like Dreamweaver or FrontPage to create your site, this won't matter. But if you're not, and you don't know HTML, you need to make sure you will be able to put things on your web pages with relative ease. Will your visitors mind outside advertising and/or pop-up ads? Probably. Most free sites use outside advertising on all their pages, this is how they make money. Banner ads are usually acceptable, but if you have a page with three or four pop-ups that spring out at unsuspecting visitors, they'll be quick to leave and never come back. Find out what type of advertising the hosting company uses before signing up for a free program. This is not to say you absolutely should not go with a free site. Particularly when you're first starting out, a free site may be just what you need, and you can always upgrade to a paid site. For that reason, you should look into a web hosting company that offers both free and paid sites, or just start out with a paid site. Get started. Check out these website providers. Free. Bravenip.com, free web hosting with decent bandwidth and storage, plus loads of free features. Also offers paid sites with free domain names and more storage and bandwidth. HTML free. Tripod, a free website host including blog and photo album. Service run by Lycos, one of the major search engines. HTML free site building. Yahoo. GeoCities, similar to BraveNet, offers free and paid hosting packages, tons of tools, and no HTML required. Paid. Easy web hosting, plans start at $5.95 per month and include rollover bandwidth. Options for domain names, no HTML required. Homestead, free 30-day trial, plans start at $4.99 per month. Premium service includes e-commerce solutions, shopping cart, and pay-per-click advertising credits with Google and Yahoo. iPowerWeb, $7.95 per month, lots of features plus a $25 Google AdWords credit. Virtual hosting, upgradable plans starting at $2.95 per month. I signed up for a website. Now what? What are the components of a successful autoresponder-driven website? Following is a guide for creating an integrated website that is fully functional, easy to use, and most important, sells your product. The landing page. This is the front page of your website, the one visitors surfing the internet will open when they click on your link in a search engine. Basically, it will take the form of a sales letter. The main purpose of the landing page is to get subscribers for your opt-in list, focus more on what visitors can get for free, rather than what they can buy. The buying persuasion belongs in your autoresponder series. The product page. This is the page you will link to from within your autoresponder messages, from which people will actually purchase your product through a shopping cart system or PayPal link. Depending on the type of website host you choose, you may have a shopping cart system integrated into the page. The product page can contain testimonials, cover graphics, and/or teasers about the benefits of purchasing your product. The resource page. By creating a page where visitors can find useful, free, and frequently updated information, you will increase repeat traffic and inbound links. This is when other people visit your site and decide it's so cool, they have to put a link up to it from theirs. Inbound links are a powerful way to increase your search engine ranking. This is the place to provide any articles written by you or other experts, with their permission, of course, relating to your topic. On every page, be sure to place an opt-in subscription box or email address link to your autoresponder on every page of your website, in a prominent position. Also, provide a link to your product page from the other pages. Be consistent, honest, and direct with all your website content. Mystified? Visit these examples of successful autoresponder websites to get an idea of how your site should look. Instant Internet Profits, one of internet marketing giant Yonex Silver's many successful autoresponder-based programs. BizPromo, an example of a free ebook giveaway plus the use of an autoresponder to deliver a regular newsletter. Magnet4Web, advertising a free 7-part video course on internet marketing, delivered by autoresponder. The 1-Minute Millionaire, great example of using limited-time offers to spark people into taking action. There's a countdown timer right on the website, with free special report autoresponders. Accounts to think about, PayPal, ClickBank, Name, Stick. There are several programs that will benefit you as an internet marketer. Here are the top 3 programs you should consider signing up with before you launch your autoresponder campaign. PayPal. How will your customers pay for your product? If you've ever done online shopping, you know most websites with something to sell will accept credit cards, and you've probably heard of PayPal. It's the largest online worldwide money transfer service in existence. PayPal accounts are free to set up, and you can start accepting money right away from customers. You can have PayPal issue you a check, or get the funds deposited directly into your checking account. PayPal merchant accounts allow you to accept credit card payments from your website. You pay a percentage of each transaction, from 1.9 to 2.9%, and your customers pay nothing extra. You can adjust the price of your product to cover these fees, and a PayPal account is far easier to set up than other shopping cart systems. ClickBank. ClickBank is an internet marketing service that allows you to sell your product through their website, and also enables their 100,000+ affiliates to sell for you. Setting up a ClickBank account costs a one-time $49.95 with no monthly fees, and like PayPal, they take a small percentage of sales. However, you must set a commission price for sales affiliates. Your profit per unit will be lower, but your sales volume will be much higher. You can also enroll in ClickBank's affiliate or reseller program and sell other people's products for a commission. This will enable you to receive multiple income streams from one source. Name, Stick. Bring all your affiliate and reseller programs together under one easy-to-remember domain name with a NameStick account. For a one-time fee and no recurring monthly charge, NameStick will provide you with a main website that you can direct traffic from bulky affiliate-assigned URLs. If you plan to use your autoresponder campaign to promote affiliate programs, NameStick is a great way to bring your business together and keep track of the various websites you will maintain. A note on content. Your website content is just as important as your autoresponder message content. Follow the same rules to avoid a spam feel for your site. Don't use lots of graphics or huge colorful fonts. Don't use all caps or excessive punctuation. Don't stuff your site with exciting fluff words. And do make sure your spelling and grammar is correct. Keep your website content simple, clear, and informative. Also, a website is a great opportunity to get repeat business. One way to do this, which also helps to increase your search engine ranking by attracting web crawlers, or spiders, to your site, is to provide fresh content on a regular basis. Add new articles or links weekly and give people great reasons to come back soon. Above all, be professional. Don't try to make your product look better by trashing other products or sellers. Don't use bait and switch by planting descriptions that have nothing to do with your product but are in high demand on the internet, unless you're actually selling pornographic content. Don't use sex or hot girls to describe your site, and don't flat out lie, your product will not cure cancer. Believe it or not, honesty is still valued in the marketplace, and your honesty will earn you more sales and repeat business. You believe in your product, so let your product speak for itself. Build your OPT in list. Let's review what an opt-in list is, a collection of email addresses you get from people who are interested in your product, and request to join your autoresponder list. This means your autoresponder messages will not be considered spam, and the reputation of your business will help build consumer confidence and increase sales. Now that you know why you need an opt-in list, let's talk about how to get one. There are several ways to collect addresses for your opt-in list, and you should institute as many as you can to develop a wide subscriber base. Free methods, articles, ebooks, and mini e-courses. You can't beat free. Though these list-building techniques take a little more time and effort than paid methods, they can be extremely effective in getting subscribers for you. In fact, you may have already done much of the legwork during your market research phase. Articles. You can write articles pertaining to your topic, or articles that contain some of the information found in your product, and post them across the internet. Be sure the article contains useful information that will pique readers' interest and get them to want more. When submitting your articles to other sites for publication, be sure to include your name, and company name, if you have one, and a link to your website. If you have professional credentials that tie into your subject, write a brief bio to include as well. Ebooks and giveaways/contests. Just as the idea of free list building methods appeal to you, the idea of valuable freebies will appeal to potential customers. Obtain short, informative ebooks on your topic, or write one yourself, from affiliate programs or other internet marketers, and then offer them as an incentive to sign up for your opt-in list. You can also advertise a contest to give away a certain number of your product, chosen at random from people who sign up for your list during a prescribed period of time. Note, setting limits on sign-up time and the number of giveaways gives people added incentive to act now. This is a technique you may want to incorporate in your autoresponder messages. Mini e-courses. Developing a mini course, a shortened version of your full product, is a great way to increase interest in potential buyers. When setting up a mini course, break your product up into several sections. Give away a few secrets in each lesson, but not all of them. Remind mini course subscribers that much more information can be found in the full version of your product, and include links to both your product page and your autoresponder landing page in each section. Plug your mini course into your autoresponder program and fire away.